Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
Get that damn fluffy beer out of my face.
You didn't reach across the bar and smack him across the face and say, drink local, damn it.
See how clever we are?
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. This is Chris in Dallas, Texas, and joining me, as always, is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. And joining me is a special guest.
Special guest?
And who is that special guest?
I'm actually Kenneth Douglas from San Diego, California.
Ooh, sweet. Welcome, Yay. Kenneth.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
So he'll be joining us this week on our show as we try for our fermentation conversation, Stone's Old Guardian Barley Wine. Ooh, our theme for the show is going to be barley wines. Mike, what are you trying for your hop topic or your tasting flight this week?
For my tasting flight this week, I'm going to try a beer from Manly Men Beer Club, and it's called Sea Smoke. It's a smoked barley wine.
That's crazy.
Sounds very gay.
Sounds manly.
I want to be part of the club.
That's kind of smoky.
Well, manly men.
Toby,
smoke,
how about you?
Right.
I'm trying Sierra Nevada's 30th anniversary Jack and Ken's black barley wine.
Ew. You know, I think I have a bottle of that somewhere. I forgot.
Should be Toby and Ken's barley wine.
Yeah. There you go.
And sorry. I'm trying for this week the Real Ale Sisyphus Barley Wine. I have
Say that again?
Sisyphus.
I have the 2007 version, so we'll see how well it holds up 4 years later.
4 years?
I've heard they age well, Chris.
Yeah.
Yes,
barley Then wine. We'll roll into the Tweet of the Week, some backwash, yeah. A little bit of backwash, then we'll roll into Last Call. Yeah, you guys ready to drink some beer?
Yes.
Hells yeah. Let's do it.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah. This is a fermentation conversation.
So for our ferment, hey, that's right, the because FC this week, it's the fucking circus. For our FC this week, we're trying the Stone Old Guardian Barley Wine.
Toby's got some
for two of us. It's the
yeah.
For two of us, it's the 2011 version. I think Toby, you're sipping on the 2010, right?
Yes, 2010 is correct, Ooh. Sir.
We're blessed on the West Coast.
And this is from Stone Brewing out of Escondido, California. Their website is www.stonebrew.com. Style of this beer is a barley wine. The ABV, 12%
Oof.
On the 2011. Toby, is yours the same?
No, mine's 11.1.
Oh.
These are, that's
what?
Not that much See? For barley wines, isn't it? Isn't it? They usually higher
right,
than that.
I think.
12.
How come we're getting shipped off hefty. And it's only like a year away?
12% is a pretty hefty...
Yeah,
but why are we drinking 11? We're getting ripped off over here.
I don't know.
Blame it on Toby. The ingredients,
Your point
of course,
nine is in the mail.
Know, it's a stone.
Yeah.
The ingredients, of course, it's a stone beer, so not much in way of ingredients as to what they used. I would imagine they probably used some malts and some
filtered
hops.
Escondido water.
Yeah. Rate Beer gives us a 99 out of 100.
Ooh.
Beer Advocate users give it a B and nothing from the Alstrom Brothers. So,
crack them. Ooh. Mine's a little colder, I think, than I would like it to be. But...
I expected darker.
Hmm. There you go, sir.
Yeah, it's a nice brown.
Yes.
Huge head.
Yeah.
I got like three fingers.
I got about a finger.
I got
Chris, your fingers are pretty
a finger.
Though.
Yeah. Really good retention, fingers. Though. It's just kind of hanging there. It's not dissipating at all.
Yeah.
It's got a nice. Red, amber color to it. Mm-hmm. Fairly clear.
Mine's a little cloudy.
Yeah, mine's pretty cloudy, too. I don't know if it's because it's cold or...
Probably the cold.
I'm going to go the alcohol content. Change the clarity. Scientific. Mm.
Yeah.
we're very... as
slightly roasty malts.
As you know, we're very scientific on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. I get some slightly roasty malts.
Piney hops. There's that sweet, like, toasted caramel.
Yeah, you get the caramel and
real grainy. It has that real grainy smell.
And brown sugar.
Is it okay if I read the back of the bottle to describe what I taste?
It'll take you all day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got some nice...
I was
going
to go honey.
It is. It's like a little novella on the back.
They always are.
Is that Grey Poupon?
Are we taking a sip?
Oh, my gosh.
I think we are.
I like the aroma, by the way.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Dude, that is surprisingly mild.
Yeah.
But delicious.
I was gonna say for
I'm barley wine.
I'm not a huge fan of barley wines.
For Stone, this is it's fairly mellow.
Mild.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even being a year old, especially being a year old, I guess, it's
perfect.
It's time to mellow out a bit.
Getting a little bit of that brown sugar, even a little bit of butteriness in there.
Yeah.
But it's bitter still for a barley wine, it's on the bitter side.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very bitter for a barley wine.
Big piney hops.
I get a lot of alcohol though.
Yeah.
But it's not knock you off your feet though.
No, not at all.
Right. In the end though, yeah, you do get that
backside.
That inhale of alcohol and
I'm actually getting a little bit of a sweet aftertaste, and I thought it was going to started to finish dry, but now I'm getting a little bit of sweetness, a little brown sugar on the tongue.
Sweet and a little astringent.
Yeah. I'm just making a strange observation that the glasses are different with this kind of thing. It's not your typical pint glass. You guys want to hook me up on that? Or
Mine's just a regular wine glass.
We're doing the brandy snifters.
Yeah, I'm doing a tulip on mine.
With barley wines, anything, usually the higher alcohol content, you're going to use a smaller glass. And with something like the barley wines, you want a more like a similar to a wine shape, whether you're going to use a tulip or a wine glass or even a goblet, you know, works.
You don't want it in large quantities. I mean, if you went into a bar and they served this to you in a pint glass.
They wouldn't know what they're doing.
Right, exactly. And it's just too much. You know, this is a sipping beer. This isn't something you chug.
Did you say sipping bear?
It comes with a free cab ride home if they put it in a pint glass.
This is your dessert beer. Your
could
port
be,
your port equivalent.
Well, not quite, but
it's definitely a sipper that you would. I think it could be definitely an after dinner type beer.
Yeah.
But you're looking at sippers as also temperature changing too. If you're going to be letting it hang out. Change it up a little bit.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
Mine should definitely be warmer than it is right now. Mine's a little too cold.
We're cold over here.
Yeah, mine is too.
I kind of like it. Like I said, I'm not a huge barley wine fan, but this one I could actually
handle
it.
I think it's
so
the increase in hops, maybe that are doing it for you, and it's not quite as sweet as a normal barley wine would be. A lot of times you get a little too much of that sweet malt in there.
Real thick and meaty, and this is a little bit thinner. It's got a more pleasant mouthfeel, and it's
definitely not as viscous.
Yeah,
for sure.
There you go.
Good one. It's not as chewy. Like I remember, I think the first time I've had the barley wine from Stone was very chewy, and I don't get the same kind of chewiness in this. A different kind of the carbonation it's just got more of that more effervescent, if you will. It's got a different type of carbonation.
Nice.
Coming from a guy that hasn't seen Star Wars, that's pretty funny. Sorry.
Would you guys
we embrace all our Star Wars. I mean, come on, we had an Imperial. Didn't we have a trilogy Imperial show?
Yeah. In an Imperial trilogy show. Back when the beer coasters were cool.
As opposed
to
now?
To us?
I don't know. We get these guests on the show sometime that just...
bring us down.
Throw off our game. As if we had any.
Where do these people come from?
I feel so welcome.
Would you pair it with anything, guys?
I say creme brulee or a cheesecake or something like that.
Definitely.
Something caramely.
Desserty.
Yeah. I think something with big caramel. And
some crappy cheesecakey thing with some syrup spooged on the top with a raspberry would probably just fit fine, I'm sure.
Spooge is always what I want to think of when I'm thinking of pairing something.
I'm thinking like definitely like a creamy, buttery type after dinner dessert. Ooh. Whether it's
no, I think this would go really well with like a lobster bisque, really creamy, buttery lobster bisque.
There you go.
All right.
The creme brulee is the thing they do the blowtorch thing, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I agree on that.
Oh, thanks, Kenneth.
Yeah.
Maybe even. I could maybe even go with some bread pudding on this.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Well, I was just going to say that's the Old Guardian barley wine from Stone. And move on to our next segment.
2010 and 2011.
Sweetness.
Mm. Yeah.
Grandma's chocolate chip cookies would be perfect.
New releases.
Chris, quick, lick your fingers.
Oh, so for our hop topic this week, we decided to do a few new releases. And first up, Mike, what do you got for your area of the country?
My area of the country being the East Coast or the Eastern Seaboard. We got Cape Ann.
Go swim in the Arbor.
Cape Ann Brewery is... this is a beer that they've had at the brewery for a while. It's their double IPA. They call it the Greenhorn. It looks like they have label approval, so they're going to be bottling, I assume, the Greenhorn double IPA. Also, Star Hill, they have their double platinum, which is an imperial IPA. I'm going to say this wrong because I know these guys make fun of me all the time, but the Bavarian Barbarian.
Oh my god, he slaughtered that thing and I'm a guest.
That's the Twisted Steel Bourbon Barrel.
The Barbarian,
that's right.
Barbarian. It's
a Twisted Steel Bourbon Barrel Aged Ale, which sounds good. It's a stout. And Jailhouse, they have the Midnight Special. It's a India style black ale.
I'll bet you that's aged for only 17 years.
It's possible. And they have the High and Mighty. It's not actually a new beer. I've done one of these beers before. I think it was the Two-Headed Beast.
That sounds familiar.
But they have kind of a new label design. It's very similar to what they had before. It's just a little bit more cartoony than what they had previously. So yeah, that's what I got. I got five. Cool. Five beers. Five beer releases.
Toby, how many you got?
I got one.
We suck.
You suck.
Loser.
West Coast, this is, one beer.
From Uinta Brewing out of Salt Lake City, Utah. They're coming out with their Imperial Black IPA called Doobie. Pronounced, or it's spelled D-U-B-H-E. It's named after Utah's Centennial Star, which is classified as a red giant. It appears orange in color and blah de blah. It's the
blah blah blah. When's the beer coming out?
Okay, you know what? Scratch. I'm gonna go nip it. I lived there. I did it. It's a national global issue. They can't even sell this in Utah because it's 9.2, dude.
There's a lot of Belgian wits, if you know what I'm saying.
They can't sell beer over 4.5.
No, I don't know that that's true anymore.
Oh my! Can we research this?
There's quite a few. Utah breweries popping up now. Yeah. So I don't know that that's true anymore.
Yeah, but they might be on some like Indian reservation, but they can't sell it to like Chris Green that wants to go get Doobie Imperial Black IPA. They can't sell anything over 4.5. At least that's my experience there. It was a pain in the butt getting Doobie there.
Then something's changed.
There how many years ago?
In Utah. Something's changed.
Well, you know, we can walk into a store and buy weed too. So whatever, Doobie, beer, Utah, it's all coming together. I don't know.
It depends on where you buy it in Utah. If you go to a liquor store, yes, you can buy that type of
stuff. But the liquor store is only open Monday through Friday from like 10 to 3.
That's where you get it. You want 9.2 Imperial Black IPA, that's where you go.
A wife for each day. He could open up pretty much every day.
He should.
Anyway, back to the beer.
I'm sorry.
It's ridiculous. Comprised of five different hop varieties.
All I can say is good thing we only have one over here because we're taking the same amount of time as your five. I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's also brewed with hemp seed, hint, hint on the Doobie name. And it's comes in about 9.2% ABV, which we already said. I don't know when it's supposed to come out. There's no release date on this.
All
so
this,
look for
and we
it.
Don't even know when we're getting it.
So for my upcoming beers, I got a couple to talk about from the middle of the country, and I probably won't be able to even get most of these, but we'll see. If there's an interested listener out there, they could probably send me some.
Yes.
The first one is the Great
River
Brewing.
Do you hear
Brewing.
Us, you interested listener, you? Do you hear us?
Red Band Stout with coffee. This is from Great River Brewery out of Quad Cities, USA, which is in...
Where the heck is that?
Quad Cities.
I'm going to guess like...
Iowa.
Aha! I was going to say...
Davenport,
like,
Iowa.
Yeah, whatever. Meaningless.
So that looks like an interesting one. Another one is the Alaskan one? That's the Alaskan one. I'm not going to talk about that because Toby should have talked about
Toby
it.
Toby should have talked about Alaska instead of saying he just had one.
Yeah.
Toby gets Alaska and Hawaii.
The other one is the Arox Horn. This is Alvalde Farm and Brewing Company out of Rolling Stone, Minnesota. I've never even heard of this brewery.
Rolling Stone, Minnesota.
But it sounds
is that a real city? Rolling
Apparently.
Stone. Rolling Stone, Minnesota. I could look that up.
It's Alvalda Farm and Brewing Company, and it's the Aurox, A-U-R-O-C-H apostrophe S.
Chris,
Horn.
I think you should just stop now.
Yeah, it's an ale brewed with honey. So that one could be interesting. And then the last one that I had...
There is actually a Rolling Stone, Minnesota. I never knew that.
I just said that.
I know.
But he's doing the research.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't need to do the research. I just told him there
was. But
he
was like, wow, Rolling Stone's music. I'm going to look that up. And now he's like getting back. I guess there's a little
internet
delay.
And now he's wasted like a minute worth of...
No, Mike hasn't.
Valuable
airtime.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Valuable airtime?
Yeah, Kenneth.
Seriously?
Valuable editing time.
okay, now I get it.
And the last one I wanted to talk about is one that I'll actually probably be able to get, which is
probably.
The Rahr and Sons Pecker Wrecker Double Pilsner.
Nice.
Ooh. So that should be interesting when it comes out.
We're supposed to do
one.
It's got a woodpecker driving a tow truck.
A double wrecker.
a pecker wrecker.
I get it.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Hardy, har, har.
Imperial Pilsner, which should be interesting. I'll keep my eye open for that and maybe do it on it. Maybe we'll do another Imperial series.
Yeah.
Maybe do an Imperial Pilsner.
Yeah,
talked about doing an
Imperial
Pilsner.
We're talking about Imperial Pilsner specifically.
It's in the books.
It's in the books, yeah.
Coming up.
It's penciled in.
As soon Look as I see that soon. One, we'll set it up.
Sometime in the spring.
In the springtime.
Yeah.
So those are some new beers coming out. Check them out. As always, we pulled them all from beernews.org, so thanks to them.
They like us. We like them.
Yep.
You can.
We do like
you
them.
You can
there.
Find us there, too. There's a link
great
to us.
A great source of information.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's always good.
That's sweet.
We're like number three on their craft beer websites.
That's right.
List.
Yep.
Number three.
Really cool.
We are the bronze.
Thanks, Beer News.
In the podcast world.
That's right.
No, just beer links.
No, just and just on Beer News because the rest of them.
That's just because the rest of them just they're not up with the times.
Even after 93 episodes, seriously, people, seriously, you guys need to be talking to people and telling other people to listen to the show because this. Anyway,
it's true.
Tell everybody to just get wasted.
You guys ready to drink? Yeah,
drink.
You guys
beer.
Ready to drink some more beer?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Welcome to the East Coast.
The Eastern Seaboard.
The Eastern Seaboard, that's right. This is my tasting flight this week. It is from the Atlantic Brewing Company. This is Manly Men Beer Club, the Sea Smoke. This is a smoked barley wine. This is from Atlantic Brewing Company out of Bahaba, Maine. Their website is www.atlanticbrewing.com. The ABV, yeah, I kind of messed that up tonight. The ABV on this beer is 7.7, which is kind of low for barley wine. But
whoa, yeah.
You know, I think Bahaba, Maine is about the easiest East Coast accent to do.
Bahaba, yeah.
Bahaba.
I guess it is.
Everybody can do that.
I think the alcohol
content's lower.
That's
why they named it that. It's just so people could say Bahaba.
The IBUs I could not find. I actually emailed the brewery for like a sales sheet to get more information, and I got nothing back in time. Normally, they're pretty good about it, but I gave them kind of short notice. Anyway, Rate Beer rates this a 48 out of 100. The Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Allstrom brothers have not weighed in on this beer.
So what we're saying is it probably tastes pretty good. It just doesn't have enough hops in it.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm just going
to
go with...
But then again, to style, I think they rated it like a 4 or a 6, something ridiculous.
I don't go by the to style thing. Nobody in the United States...
It all depends on the label, Chris. So. Come on, you know this. They probably have a lame label. What's the label look like there, Boston?
No, it all manly men. See, if you had listened to the show, you would realize that it all depends on how much hops, how many IBUs it has. If it's ridiculously high IBUs, it's going to get a great rate beer rating.
I hate to interrupt you on your own show, on your own episode. The IBU
is probably directly related to the rate beer rating.
Yeah.
That's actually a good...
93 IBUs. We gotta try 93 that. Points.
How about that? Oh, the IBUs on this is 48. Oh, 48 out of 100. So, appearance, you know. It's
IBURate.com.
relatively close to the Old Guardian. It's a little bit lighter, but the same kind of clarity. There's some cloudiness. Translucent, but not transparent. On the nose, like a really big toffee smell on the nose.
I can taste that. That's a good description.
Smart ass over here.
Really, that's like the biggest thing that's coming through. There's like a big toffee, a caramel, a little bit of smoke in there. If I'm trying, I could almost say that there's a faint aroma of bacon bits.
Ooh, yeah.
That's sexy.
Seriously,
when you're at the end of the line at the...
smoky, you know, maple something going on.
Those bacon bits.
And I'm not talking about Bacos. We're talking about the real thing.
Yeah.
No, we're talking real. Olive Garden at the end of the carousel. Yes.
It's almost like a cooked apple skin aroma. Hmm. I gotta take a sip.
That glass you're using there, Mike?
Another wine glass.
Is there anything printed on the side?
It's Orphelia Winery in San Diego.
I thought it was 10th anniversary.
I know. That glass Orphelia. Broke years ago. It was my favorite 10th annual. Glass. It's broken.
10th annual jazz party is what I'm talking about.
Someday I'll
jazz
get another party. One. I'm going to get one on eBay. I'm going to pay like 5 times as much as I should for it. Very smoky on the taste. I'm seriously getting a little bit of that bacon, and I don't know what it is. It's like a wood and a maple that's kind of giving the smoke that's kind of giving a little bit of a bacon. This is
called applewood smoked bacon.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
There's some kind of sugary, it's a little grainy, like a little grainy malt.
Dude, yeah, sugary and bacon. I got your beer pairing or your food pairing for you already.
Eggs,
ribs. Honey baked ham.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking scrambled eggs, but all right.
You could throw that on some ribs. I'd be smoking that all day long. Seriously,
it actually is a really good pairing. I think maybe it's like a baby back ribs with some
slow
like
smoke.
Cooked apples, like with apples and cinnamon. God, yeah, this is good. I'm enjoying this. I really like the smoky character. I haven't had a smoked barley wine. I've had some other smoked beers, you know, between the Swartz beers and the smoked porters and whatnot. But this is interesting. I think the smoked barley wine actually kind of works. So yeah,
Mike, would you go for a? This needs another review. This needs another round. It's just from hearing you describe it, I'm thinking I need a sip.
Oh well, yeah, if you want to come on and get some Manly Men, Manly Men Beer Club beer, and come on the show and review it. It's good.
Come on, Kenneth.
I'm just saying they got poor reviews. Listen. They should resubmit it. If he's saying it smells like bacon, Kenneth, and applewood and like this caramel joyous Kenneth explosion in your mouth, they should resubmit it to the reviewers so they get better scores, better, more people to drink the beer. So we get it on the West Coast so my palate can enjoy this pleasure.
I am almost positive that you have a perfect understanding and you can reach back in your memory to know what Manly Men taste like.
Age 16.
And back on that note, Chicago. That's my beer for this week. This Manly Men Beer Club's Sea Smoke. Check it out.
Sounded good, Mike.
This thing is falling apart. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we? Okay, so this is Toby out west. I am trying, well, along with Kenneth from Chatsworth, California, we are trying Sierra Nevada Brewing Company's 30th anniversary Jack and Ken's Black Barley Wine.
Hey, Toby.
They're putting out a lot of beers for their 30th.
Yeah. Who are Jack and Ken?
Jack is Jack McCullough, who was one of the original microbrewers in America. Yeah, he started up New Albion Brewing. So if there's any home brewers out there, like hardcore home brewers, or anybody that's really into the history of American craft beer, they know who Jack McAuliffe is. Ken Grossman is the owner and head brewer there at Sierra Nevada out of Chico, California.
Sweet.
Chico.
So they joined forces in 2010 to come up with the third of four 30th anniversary ales that Sierra Nevada put out in 2010.
And they're so easy to tell apart. I know I've mentioned this before. They're so easy to tell apart. They look so different from one another.
You really got to read the label to find out which one you're grabbing.
Well, don't they do a different color scheme for each?
Well, the background color is, they might be different shades, but they're all dark. So it's kind of hard to tell. Right. One of them is a really dark green.
And you can't read whether it says Fritz or
really dark
or
brown.
Ken or whatever until you get like 3 inches from the bottle.
And after a couple barley wines, they all kind of blend together anyway. Yeah. So
yeah.
Makes the world a better place. So this comes in.
You can find more information about the whole Sierra Nevada 30th anniversary stuff by going to www.sierra30.com. This comes in at 10.2 ABV.
Ooh.
Yeah. The only ingredients I know of that they use specifically is whole cone American hops. This came out in mid-July of 2010 with a rate beer rating of 99 out of 100.
Wow.
With an A- minus from the Beer Advocate users.
Minus?
It's Cajun cork.
That's ridiculous.
I love whole cones.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm about to pop the top.
With really pointy
thingamajigs.
Popping it.
Oh.
Whoa.
Cork and cage.
As opposed to foil.
Wax.
Wax. Cap. Cage.
I
cork.
A nice little chair out of these things.
Chastity belt.
So it pours out very dark. It has a cola color as it's pouring out, but once in the glass,
the frickin' cola again.
Once in the glass, it's a very, very dark, dark brown, almost black.
We're going about a quarter head on that.
No, that's a full finger. It's a full finger of head.
It's a good head there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Retaining well. It's tan in color. Nice foamy.
Can I just say that I wish I had someone to share beer with?
Yeah,
I'm a little
jealous.
It
is nice. Cheers. Cheers, buddy.
Amen.
On the nose.
Gosh.
Ooh. Smells like a imperial stout or something.
Or something.
Coffee.
Toby, are you a little distracted by the head?
Dark
fruit. It's
like
it's blocking some of the smell, yeah?
No, not really. You had to get your nose all the way in there.
Kenneth, you appear to be the only one distracted by head.
Chris, at least I get it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm picking up on coffee, chocolate. There's some dark fruits.
Can I taste this already?
You go ahead and have a sip.
I can't smell.
Some brown sugar, maybe?
Bacon two sips. Yeah.
I'm going to go with bacon bits.
Oh, come on. No.
Stealing it.
No, there's no bacon. I'm chocolate.
No yeah. bacon. No bacon. No bacon.
Super, super creamy.
No bacon.
I'm like, I'm eating a
ham.
Sequoia.
No hammies.
Yeah, I'm eating a chocolate sequoia bark.
I see that. Yeah.
Chewy.
Sequoia bark.
Chewy?
See, listen to these West Coast guys.
More viscous.
Sequoia
viscous,
bark.
I go 2050? 2050 weight on this.
Yeah.
Before we were going 520,
530. I'd say it was about 3,000 miles in.
Yeah.
Is it quite viscous?
This needs to be changed. It's, yeah.
Yeah. Great head retention. Yeah, this tastes like an Imperial Stout to
this
me.
This is heavy. This is a real, when you say Imperial Stout, I would
it's heavy, man.
Draw you a picture of this right here.
It's like Kenneth said, there's some woody characters. There's a very
is there nothing barley wine about it?
It doesn't Mm-mm. it doesn't feel like a barley wine at all.
Oh.
I think we grabbed the wrong label actually.
No, well, you never know. It could be Ken and Sally's.
Nope.
Instead of Fritz and Ken's and John and
it says Jack McAuliffe right on. No, this is it. It's good. I approve.
Yeah, there's a creaminess to it. There's a low carbonation, but it finishes dry and a little bit bitter, but it has that like cocoa chocolatiness in the end.
I've never had a barley tasty. Wine that had that with the dark.
You know, and to
dark
be honest with like you, it's that. Not a slow drinker either. I could easily pour a couple pints of this, but I'd probably be in trouble.
You know, I wish that their website would have given out more information on the way that this was brewed, because yeah, I mean,
is it smooth though? I mean, is it
very smooth?
Creamy? Wait, wicked smooth.
In the end,
wicked smooth. That was for you, Mike.
In the
yeah, yeah. Thanks, I appreciate that.
In the end, there is a
East Coast love from the West Coast.
There is that big grainy, big malty character that is present in barley wines, but if I was to do a blind taste test of this, I would say it was a like Imperial. A Russian Imperial Stout.
So thick it's retarded.
Yeah.
It's wicked retarded.
So
it's like packing
that
here.
Is
ridiculous.
Sierra Nevada Brewing Company's 30th anniversary, Jack and Ken's Black Barley Wine, the longest name in Beer Coasters podcast history of a single beer.
Oh, I don't know about that. Proof.
Right here.
I don't know. We've had some long ones.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's what she always says.
Oh, food pairing.
Yes, let's pair something with food. What do you have with a black barley wine?
In-N-Out number one, no sauce, grilled onions.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's going hamburger style.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty simple.
I don't know what. I think maybe
we finally got In-N-Out opening here.
Nice.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm very excited.
Texas is 12 years behind.
Yeah.
I would go with vanilla bean ice cream. It's really the only. It's the only thing I can think of. Right
to be
now.
Honest with you, I think barley we just shake. Made the perfect dessert. You could probably drop a dollop of ice cream into this and make it quite a pleasurable experience.
Dollop my ass! We're going full scoop.
All right,
delicious.
Let's move on.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
So, for my beer this week, I am going to be drinking the Real Ale Sisyphus. I have the 2007 version, so it's a little bit aged. For anybody that's curious about who Sisyphus was, he was a king that was punished by being compelled to roll an immense boulder up a hill, only to watch it roll back down again and repeat that through eternity.
Wow.
That sucks.
This week's issue of the Beer Coasters podcast brought to you by Wikipedia.
That's right.
Dude, I would totally drink a beer if I had to have that job.
Yeah. This is brought to you by Real Ale Brewing out of Blanco, Texas. Their website is realalebrewing.com. The style of this beer is a barley wine. ABV of 11%. IBUs of 77. I couldn't find the ingredients on this beer, but again, I'm guessing that water, hops, malts, and yeast are somehow involved.
You don't know how free the water was.
I don't know. And if it's not, you know, free range,
yeah, how do they treat their water in Blanco?
I don't know. Right. I'll have to take a trip down there.
I was curious what the pH is, actually. Yeah.
Rate beer rating of 94 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it a B+, and the Alstrom Brothers give it a... Not this time.
I'm going to pop start it. Talking about the rate beer rating, we'll just call it the hop rating.
Yeah.
From rate beer.
It is. It's a 77 IBU beer, and it has a 94 rating, so...
Wow.
Yep. I wonder how my pale ale would have gone with the 87 IBUs. Probably would have done pretty well with rate beer. That's the super alpha male pale ale.
Yeah. So on the pour, I got about a finger of off-white head. A little bit cloudy, kind of an amber reddish, a little bit darker than the Old Guardian was, but yeah, and a lot cloudier. Mmm. On the nose, I get some roastedness, lots of toffee and caramel. I don't get a lot of hops on the nose.
What was the
not like I did
real
with
ale?
The Real Ale Brewing. So with the Old Guardian, I got lots of like piney hops. I don't get any in this, even at a 77 IBU.
Hmm.
It's very malty, which is a good sign.
And this is their winter beer, huh?
Yeah.
It's very...
Is that appropriate?
No, it's very appropriate.
Taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
As far as the barley wine, does it taste like a barley wine?
More so than...
Is it barley wine?
Yeah, more so than the Old Guardian
if
one.
If you will. Although we can't use esque on the show, we usually use like barley wine-y.
Yeah.
Not esque. Esque is a little too sophisticated for us.
It's much sweet.
Sophisticated is a little too sophisticated for us.
It's much sweeter than the Old Guardian was. Not nearly as much hops. It's much more barley winey than the Old Guardian was.
See, now I understand that. I get that. I can relate to that.
Winey, winey.
Has some interesting fruit notes.
Fruit notes.
And not, I don't know, when I think...
I think Kenneth was giving us some fruit notes off mic before we started recording the segment.
Some dog fruits.
When I think of a barley wine, I think of dark fruits. That's not what I'm getting from this beer. I'm getting more citrus, but not acidic citrus. So not like lemon or lime, more of an orange and more of a sweet orange. Like a... Kind of like a blood orange.
When you're going dark fruits, like what the fuck are you talking about?
Like prunes,
plums and shit.
Yeah, plums and prunes and raisins and
prunes. You know, raisins.
Don't you
dates?
Don't
figs,
you
dates?
Dark cherries.
Yeah,
listeners, this is amateur talking here.
Get with the fruits, man. Get with the fruits.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know. Maybe you have more of a barley wine in Texas. There, we're drinking a stout. It's hard to, I get it, I guess.
You think this is like white fruit, Utah?
He's saying it's, he's describing it as lighter and stuff, but he's getting darker fruits.
No, I'm not getting dark fruits.
Oh, you're not getting darker fruits. All right.
No, if
that's what you would expect.
That's what I would expect from a heavy barley wine. I would expect more dark fruits, and I don't really get dark fruits. I get more, like I said, more citrusy sort of orange flavors.
That always scares me. That pungent kind of tingy taste.
It's not that though.
Belgium kind of style. I don't like.
It's not a citrus. It doesn't have the bitterness of a lemon or a lime. It has more of a sweetness of a like a blood orange, something sweeter,
desserty.
Yeah.
Right.
It's actually really good.
Right.
I don't get as much toffee or I don't know. There's a little bit of toffee there.
Chris, if I'm on West Coast, can I get that? Do they have male options? Can I?
No, I doubt it.
Try it out?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I haven't Blanca seen it.
It's from Texas, right? Yeah, I don't know what their distribution.
Yeah.
I haven't seen hardly any beers
from Texas out here at all.
Like Shiner, and that's it.
No.
I can't even find Shiner here.
But anyway, this it's pretty tasty. If I was going to pair this with something, I'd probably pair it with like a really flaky puff pastry.
Cool.
Hmm.
Something a little bit lighter, but still sweet.
Anything else that you've kind of had on the similar scale of that? Or is it kind of one of its own?
This is actually pretty unique in terms of what I've had. I don't think I've had anything that's quite so...
less barley winey.
Yeah.
Dude, Chris just got stumped in Texas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I can't really think of anything that tastes like this. It's really Sisyphus. Good, though. I like it a lot. Yeah, and that's the Sisyphus 2007 Real Ale Barley Wine.
Ting says, pro tip, green beer on St. Patrick's Day isn't cool. It means you drink crappy beer. Don't be a douche. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check Coaster's email and hotline. Yeah.
All right.
Backwash.
So for our backwash this week, tell me what do we got.
This is this comes from Tom in LA. This is a response to he sent us some backwash. It wasn't last week, but I think it was a week before where he talked about listening to our Back in Black show while he was driving to Manhattan Beach.
Back in Black.
And I mentioned like, is that a long drive for him, you know? And so he came back to say, no, driving to and from Brewco in Manhattan Beach doesn't take long, 10 minutes or so each way. I just only listen to the podcast when I'm driving, and I made that drive several times, enough times to listen to the whole podcast. So
nice.
There you go.
Just and being from LA. Yeah, I know that that's a lot of traffic.
Yeah. Listening to drinking and driving.
Anything in LA is only 10 minutes away. I don't know. I'm not even from there, but I don't think anything is just 10 minutes. Maybe your mailbox.
Is it okay to listen to drinking while driving?
I think
in California it's legal, actually.
No, in California, it causes cancer, I think. California. I'm pretty sure.
As long as you got beachfront property.
It says it on the label. But, I wanted to mention, because I noticed that Tom made a comment on Untappd, which is, if you've been listening to the show lately, we've been on Untappd, and we're posting the beers that we drink there. He mentioned that Chris was drinking Magic Hat number 9 and thought that he would hear it on the show. And I just wanted to mention to Tom that I've actually reviewed Magic Hat number 9 on our premiere show, our first show that was in the archives for a while that... We actually didn't even air it, I believe, for a while. It wasn't available, so it's on our premiere show.
I mean, we aired it, but it was tucked away.
Show. Yes, we were very green, and the audio is not good, so we apologize for that. But check it out if you want to see a review of Magic Hat number 9 from some very green beer coasters.
All right, Tom.
Sweet. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
You're the bomb.
Hey, Kenneth, you got any live backwash?
You know what? I do got to say my backwash is incomplete because I'm not an avid listener of the show, but I plan on...
Boo.
We've heard 3/4 of a show so far, so what do you think? So
I think with my commute of 10 minutes or less each way, I can knock out a show in about a day. So... I'm going to go. I should be up to speed.
All right, everybody. Last call.
So here we are, the portion of our show where we give our pint ratings and sort of wrap everything up. So we'll start with those pint ratings. Mike.
Ooh, okay. So my pint ratings for the Stone Old Guardian 2011 classic release.
Ooh, classic.
Yes. It was good. It wasn't quite what I remember Old Guardian being. It was actually kind of on the lighter side for Stone beer. And barley wine, from what I remember, is really kind of a much stronger beer and it's a sipper. Not that this isn't a sipper, but I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Jeez.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a little critical, but only because my Manly Men Beer Club Sea Smoke, I enjoyed quite a bit. I still am enjoying it.
How could you not? It's bacon beer.
It's just got some great apple aromas. I'm bacon. Loving the flavor, and it's very drinkable. That you know, it's only 7.7, but which is kind of low for a barley wine. But
overlookable.
It's still barley wine-ish or barley winey. So I'm gonna give this one a 4. Wow. Solid 4. This is 4 out of 5.
Nice.
For our new listeners.
Sweet. Yeah. Toby, how about you?
I really enjoyed the Old Guardian. I'm not a big barley wine fan, but I think this one was less aggressive than what I was expecting, so I actually enjoyed it pretty much. I'm going to go with 4 pints. I like the hoppiness. With the Sierra Nevada 30th black barley wine, it started off very Russian Imperial Stout. But then when it started to warm up a little more, the aroma started to change more to a barley winey aroma. So if I smelled it, I could say, oh yeah, pick up big alcohol, big maltiness. So in the end, finishing it, it ended up leaning more towards the barley wine, more barley winey than it first started off. So I liked it in the beginning more than the end. But anyway, I think I'm going to go with 3 pints on that one. What about you, Kenneth? What did you think?
I never thought I'd say this. Actually, I thought I might, to sound smart. But temperature's doing something to this. My Sierra Nevada's been sitting a while. I've been caressing it, massaging it, fondling it. And I think we picked up about 7 degrees. And I'm
7 degrees.
As far as critiquing and all this other stuff, I'm not knowledgeable. I can't give you my good background. But as far as pint ratings, I get the gist. I'm going to pour another glass. I'm happy with it. I can pour more. It's not a barley wine to me. It's more that thicker, manly kind of, you know, I'm a man drinking a beer at a party, not the casual stuff. I'm going to go 4 pints.
Whoa.
Sweet.
I'm going to go not your typical barley wine, but not your typical beer. Really good.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Impressive.
So for my pint ratings this week for the Stone Old Guardian, yeah, I'm kind of in line with Toby. I really like the sort of barley wininess of it, but with a little bit extra hop kick to it. I'm also going to go 4 pints on it. It's tasty. I like it a lot. The Sisyphus from Real Ale Brewing. Keep in mind, this is the 2007 release, so it's probably changed a bit over the years. This is a very well-balanced...
Sounds like something you should get a biopsy on.
Yeah. this is a very well-balanced barley wine. It's got some really good toffee and roasty... Maybe not roasty, but like I said before, not like orange, but not orange. I know that doesn't make any sense, but sweet fruit flavors...
We'll call it the Sisyphusian citrus.
Yeah, there we go. I'm gonna go 4.5 pints with this one.
Ooh. Chris, you make me want to jump through my iPod and drink your beer. I've never sat here listening to a description of a beer. I don't know if it's your makeup or what's going on in Texas.
I'm just good at this.
You did a great job. I'm serious. I want to make a little road trip with Toby here and go try that beer.
just to get some Sisyphus.
It's delicious. This is
delicious.
It is very good. So yeah. 4.5 for the Sisyphus.
Oh, delicious Sisyphus.
Real quick, a couple individual shout-outs. I do want to give a shout-out to Kenneth over there in Vegas and just say thanks for hanging with us this evening.
Nice.
Yes.
Drinking thanks. Some beer. It's good to have you here.
I'm really sorry if I ruined your 34th show. Yeah. 40, no, dude. 93rd, whatever it is.
No, dude.
Seriously, this barley wine is crazy.
you made it very interesting. You brought out some things out of us that we don't normally get to see, so...
Bacon
good bits. Or bad, it was good.
Good or bad, it was good.
Anyway, you get it. You guys have any other individual shout-outs you want to throw?
Well, speaking of good or bad, it was good. Because I had the Merrily Men Beer Club beer, I want to give a shout-out to Charlie Sheehan this week. And we have a support here in the Beer Crafts podcast. So we're pulling for you.
Amen. We are, but
we totally need to send him a certificate of some sort.
Yeah.
And by the way, my middle name is Charles. So if that helps any of the efforts out.
No.
I'm a guest.
Not really.
Middle name.
Yeah,
for the efforts.
So.
Bring the troops home.
So don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, Beer Coasters Podcast. Beer Coasters Pod. I'm sorry. And on Facebook, search for the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Because nicknames are cool.
Yeah. Facebook, search for Beer Coasters Podcast, and we have a fan page up there that you can like.
Us.
I'm a friend. They could look me up if they wanted to know about Kenneth the guest.
Yeah.
They could look me up.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
YouTubers.
Sweet. So if you have any comments, suggestions, your favorite beer or beer bar, you can email us some backwash. And that is backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave us some audio backwash. That number is 339-225-9274. Drunk dial us. We love it.
Yeah.
That phone number is also 339-BACKWASH. BAKWASH.
Don't forget to stop by our website, which is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. And you can also subscribe to the show in iTunes, and we're also available on podcast.com.
And if you want to support the show a little bit more than just listening, you can go over and check out our swag page where you can pick up some shirts, some stickers, some steins, and some things. Shiz. Just go to the beercoasterspodcast.com website and click on the shop link.
Yeah.
You can go over there and get some t-shirts and stickers and steins and stuff. Don't forget
some swag,
tell your friends
from the Beer Coasters Podcast steins. Shop site, you will have some swagger.
Yeah. And keep in mind that, you know, a little bit of that cost goes back to the Beer Coasters, so if you want to help us buy some beer,
not shopping at Costco.
keep the show going and alleviate our pain a little bit. No, it's not pain. I'm just kidding.
Just drinking all this beer is
painful.
So help us remove that Sisyphus.
Yeah.
That pesky Sisyphus.
Don't forget, tell your friends. We really want to try to grow the listenership as much as possible. So if you like our show, you think we're funny, you think we're entertaining, whatever, tell your friends and get some more people to listen. And thanks for listening.
Amen. And don't forget, if you're in the Las Vegas area, check out Aces and Ales. It's a cool beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. Support your local brewery and brew pubs, etc. Drink local, because local is fresh.
And of course, don't be dumb. Don't drink and drive.
Because it's dumb.
It's dumb.
Retarded, just ask me.
Dumb. Yeah.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. I actually got to cheers with somebody. Wheels this time.
Nothing like making me feel lonely at 1 in the morning.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Oh, Google.
We're blessed on the West Coast.
We are the world. We are the beer men.
No bacon, no bacon, no bacon.
Get with the fruits, man. Get with the fruits.
It's delicious, sis.
Tasty, wasty, bye.